Európa 2009-ben ünnepelte a Kreativitás és Innováció Európai Évét, melynek záró eseményére Stockholmban került sor. A konferencia célja az volt, hogy az év során sikeresen megvalósult ötleteken keresztül hívja fel ismételten a figyelmet a kreatív gondolkodás fontosságára, valamint fórumot, közös gondolkodási lehetőséget biztosított a téma szakértői és a döntéshozók számára. A kreatív környezetre különös gondot fordítottak a szervezők.
What did you do today here at the conference?
We were responsible. We had the responsibility of the concept, which these two students created amongst all the first-year students.
What do you mean by
the concept?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we created a concept called Fusion 1 plus 1 equals 1, and it's a play of words, and it's meant to be a bit thought-provoking on the theme of creativity and innovation, as this conference is about.
This is a Create, Innovate and Grow. This is a program and the exhibition catalog and the poster. So the people can open this one like this, and they will get a poster. One plus one equals one means that it's a
the fusion of minds.
Yeah.
The fusion of two units becomes a stronger single unit.
Yeah. That's right.
We saw that there are several little details from the toilet design to all kinds of other things. Can you talk about some of them? Can you name some of them?
Sure. The napkins, for example, at lunch, there was a text that said this napkin was left white for a reason, just because we want to encourage people to draw or maybe do something with a napkin, except the obvious point.
You know, to step outside the normal box that,
exactly.
You know, creativity is there all the time, you just have to find it. That's why when you enter the toilet, you can, when you take a pee, you will actually answer some questions, so the answer will show itself in the toilet. And we also worked a lot with sounds and music and smell, so we tried to use all the different environmental possibilities.
This is a question, and if the people goes and sit down on the ring, they will get the answer, because it's made of some kind of warm material. So
what is this event that is going on right now? Can you talk a little bit about it?
We are now in the closing event of the year. It is a conference, a creative conference. We work a lot with the member states, of course, and in particular with the countries who have the presidency of the European Union. So this year opened with the Czech presidency at Prague, and it is closing with the Swedish presidency at Stockholm. And it is a very nice conference, which is, so far, we are seeing different from other conferences. Lots of young people around, music, design. So we think it has been a nice farewell to the year.
I'm working for the Swedish presidency in the EU. And actually, today's meeting and tomorrow's, that's the final meeting for the Swedish presidency. We have had more than 130 meetings on different levels.
How was the year? What were the main achievements of the year, or the main activities? Can you please sum it up?
The main achievement of the year, I think, has been proving that there is a big interest in Europe for creativity and innovation. A big interest across all sorts of people. It's education, but also arts, business, culture, you know, all in all countries also, We were optimistic about the year, but we never thought it was going to be so popular.
And what were the major turn points during the Swedish presidency? What are some of the events or activities that you would emphasize on?
The biggest thing is actually that the Lisbon Treaty now is in force. And it was very, very difficult first with Ireland, with the referendum, and with the Czech Republic, with the presidents. And Fredrik Reinfeldt, he had played a key role in order to, well, convince the other countries to wait for the Czech president to say yes. And that was the main thing during the Swedish presidency.
Stockholmi konferencián többek között oktatás, kultúra, kutatás, vállalkozás, valamint természet- és társadalomtudományi kérdésekben is tartottak workshopokat, melyeken az év során felfedezett tehetséges fiatalok is részt vettek.
We were here in Stockholm because we were the winning team of the European Creativity and Innovation Camp in Brussels. And we were invited to Stockholm to present our idea.
What was your idea?
Our idea is called Face School. It's
And U School,
of course. It's a social networking site like Facebook, and it works the same. And teachers and students have an account on that site and can put some teaching movies or documentaries and documents on it.
It was actually a joke in the beginning, because everybody was on their Facebook instead of working, and I said for a joke that let's make a face school of it, and we have worked out that idea and it worked pretty fine.
We were sitting on a table, 16 members, and we worked, make the brainstorming and worked some ideas out, and then we get a little bit tired and everyone was sitting with the computer on the table and was on Facebook. And then is the supervisor coming to coach us a little bit, and he asked us why we aren't working and why we are just on Facebook. And then Bert, a member of our team, he isn't here now, said why don't make Face School as a joke. And so this idea.
And then everybody laughed, ha ha ha, until hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yes,
and we were totally like focused that we are going to be the winning team. Even though we were joking, we were so sure.
Confident.
Yes, we have the confidence, and we are a random group, but we had the humor, yeah, and
yes,
everything.
Yes, and
the so.
Innovative, most innovative idea.
Right now, what program did you attend?
Well, I was just in the workshop on entrepreneurship as a key competence, and that's something I believe quite passionately in, because I think it's probably the biggest weakness in Europe, that people don't see themselves as entrepreneurs.
Especially you for several times. Can you please introduce the people that you brought with you this time?
Okay, I have Art, who's an entrepreneur who runs his own company from We Are Cool. And I have
Terrier
from the Swedish Society of Engineers, who's the CEO.
And where are you all coming from just now?
Where are you?
Well, we're coming from the workshop, from the closing conference of the European Creativity, the Year of Creativity and Innovation, where we've been discussing different matters about innovation, about young people, about environmental issues, and also creativity at workplaces.
Mm-hmm. And Damini, you were the moderator of the workshop?
I was the moderator of the workshop, so it's quite an interesting debate. Both Art and Terrier presented their work and what they're doing in creativity and innovation and to do with eco-efficiency. And then we had a panel discussion where the audience asked questions and we answered them on basically issues like how to get women into science and math, how we get anyone into science and math, because how we make it more interesting, how we retrain teachers or give them skills, and they're both doing it in various ways, which are really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about your entrepreneurship or project or why you were at the workshop?
Yeah, I started my own business about 3 years ago right now, and the business is called We Are Cool. The name is a bit of a joke, but we help large corporations like MTV Networks, Discovery Channel, Unilever on how to become more sustainable in a practical way. So we help them to reduce their energy usage, cutting it down by 20-30%.
Az Európai Unió Képzelj el egy új világot címmel hirdetett fotópályázatának győztesei is jelen voltak Stockholmban.
I try to imagine what the city would look like if the next day you would ban all the cars from the city. And so what I did is that I took pictures of highways and everything, and I erased all the cars and I replaced the roads by nature.
Produced a series of portraits, and basically they're a sort of reflection on Obama's inauguration into the White House. Obama's a black guy in the White House, you know, the subversion of an iconic American image.
I made a series of pictures out of a diary, which is not my diary, it's a fictional book, and I imagined that what if I would find this book, I don't know, like 10 or 50 years later from now, and I tried to make guesses who made this diary and what's on those pictures.
Költél be, amivel nyertél?
Egy magyar hip-hop bandáról. Egy két tagja van rajta. A Hősök nevű együttesre egy fotót. Mögöttük első van egy vonal.
Edward de Bono professzor, az Unió egyik választott nagykövete, nem tudott részt venni a konferencián, de gondolatait egy munkatársa közvetítette.
My name is Joseph Woods and I am from Malta. I came to Sweden in this conference because I'm representing the World Center for New Thinking, which is an organization set up by Dr. Edward de Bono in 2004.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing at this conference?
Well, I presented a sort of what is happening in the world today and why Europe needs to invest in creative thinking and innovation. And then I tried to project a vision, because we need to have a vision. You know, where there is no vision, there is no leadership, and where there is no leadership, there is no vision. And, you know, all these good things that started during the era of creativity and innovation, we need to create a vision for the future. How can we get Europe to be the number one in the global innovation society, which is the emerging new challenges of the world? And Europe could be a leader, I believe.
Through your work, I mean, you need creativity on a daily basis, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's your source or your inspiration for all this?
I think it's not comes from the school, that we think that learning by doing, you have to trial and error. Sometimes it goes way wrong and sometimes it goes really good. So there's no great answer for finding creativity.
No. We get inspired by each other. It's very nice to see other people do great stuff and that gets you going. So.
And you have a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because if you don't have fun, you will not be a creative person. So I think
Of course, in every assignment, in every project, there's a bit of a clue to what we can do and what we should do to make it right. And yeah, having fun and looking for those little clues are really helpful. And I think it worked this time.
Yeah, and just take the time to make it work. As if you rush it all the time, it doesn't go very well. So this time we really took some time and we sat all night just because we wanted to do it great. What did you do today at the conference?
Today I did a ring act and some juggling and unicycle.
And I tried to do the ring act, some juggling and unicycling, but that's not my talent. Actually, it's my big personal failure, not becoming a circus artist. So therefore, I'm a circus director instead.
How did you get here?
Oh, I was asked to, because in Sweden, I think that Cirkus Ikar is quite a special story because we have grown from nothing to a quite big scale in just 14 years. And we have actually established a new art form in Sweden because before that they didn't know what, before we started it, it was no contemporary circus here. And I think it was why they asked me to come and speak, and Matthias and come and show in what way we are creating, I think.
And we made a lot of mistakes. That's probably a good way of being creative.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of people think that mistakes are mistakes. But if you look at the mistakes and learn something, they are not mistakes.
But what do you mean by mistakes?
This one, for example, is a great example. We had an idea for a kind of origami thing to be the catalog for the exhibition. But it ended up like this. So it's very nice.
Can you show it to the camera?
Yeah, sure. It's like you open it, it's the Fusion of Minds exhibition. And then you open it, and then it's text like this. So it's still got the origami feeling, but it wasn't the beginning, the origin of our idea at all. This is a completely different thing.
Yeah, we had to develop it and make a few really nasty looking samples first.
Yes.
And the thing that you learned a lot was that you had to use it for how is it possible to make this technically for 1 week with the printing.
Yeah.
But you had to make a lot of, I think, bad or good decisions. And you had to show in the sleeve as well.
Yeah, we also have this little box or case for all the exhibition materials and the conference material is printed with a heat-sensitive paint. So if I touch it, it becomes transparent, and underneath there's a print.
So if you go like, I have more heat in my body.
It's really cold in Sweden right now. So.
But you can see here. So
when
it
you
actually,
hold it, yeah.
This is for my fingerprint. So it will be somewhere. There's hidden messages.
Can you show us some movement?
We're going to Långholmsgatan. Which is on Södermalm, where I live. The south part of Stockholm. So if you go straight ahead first.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to connect your GPS or do you want me to guide you?
It would be better if you would guide us.
Okay, then you go straight ahead here. I'm going to work this evening as well at the dinner, doing some special secret things, creative tasks for the dinner guests. Uh-huh. So I need to go home and prepare. My name is Kathy Hofflin, and I'm the moderator for this conference, the closing conference for the Year of Creativity and Innovation. So I basically said, hello everybody and welcome to this conference, and I tried to be a bit personal and tell them something about the power of culture and what it can mean in a person's life.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're not moderating?
I'm head of a child cultural center here in the House of Culture in Stockholm, which is situated actually a big cultural house in the commercial center. So we have like 10,000 square meters packed with art, theater, dance, music, libraries, and workshops. And it's really a luxury to be working there. So every day when I come to my job, I'm really happy. In Sweden, we have a tradition of working a lot with children's culture, that all children in Sweden should truly have the possibility to create themselves and be involved in a lot of cultural activities. And the place where I work, Room for Children, is actually built up together with children. So the library sorting system, for example, is built up together with kids and scientists, and therefore it's logic to a child. So if you have books about worms and snakes, they are down on the bottom at the floor, and the books about stars and the universe is up in a tower. You get it? Mm-hmm. And it's really logic to them, but not to a librarian. You're going to the right here, you see Södermalm on the sign there. Follow the van.
A kreativitás és innováció európai évének választott nagykövetei előadásaik mellett a hallgatók kérdéseire is válaszoltak.
When I read the manifesto, I was so thrilled and happy, and I saw this wonderful society before me, and it was a strange document, I think, because it was so short and so to the point. So my question is, how did you manage to do that?
The only way is to negotiate, the only way to modify all the time, and the only way to pay attention for the other.
We have any questions from the audience? We have one here.
I have a little problem, and it's with the word users. I read this, it's absolutely beautiful. I'm at awe at what you have accomplished. And then I came to the word user. We are mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, women and men, children, boys and girls. We are employers and employees, but we are not users.
This reaction shows how important is language. Language is our problem in communication. When we are speaking about users, we are speaking about everybody who is connected and for whom is created the object or something that we are speaking about there. User is somebody in relation with something.
Some people been driving too fast. Some people still having a gas.
As an ambassador of the Year of Creativity and Innovation, if you could send a message to the people in Europe, what would your message be?
So my message would be, even in difficult times, look forward, try to make the best, have fun with it, and that will help us with new ideas for the future.
If you believe in yourself and you dream of things, you can achieve them, so everything is possible.
To have the courage to make changes. Because, you know, it's very comfortable to stay, but in the same time it's very dangerous.
Gerontofil vagyok.
Te úgy gondolod, hogy a dolgok rendben vannak?
Nem. Egyáltalán nem így gondolom.
Ő vagyok, mint egy dühös nőstény elefánt.
Nőstény elefánt a legkevésbé se jutna rólad eszembe.
Jó volt. Csak.
Nem baj, az is valami.
Megígértem, hogy többé nem dohányzom.
Hát ez marha jó. Sose dohányzom.
Életképek. Ma este az M1-en. A hétfői te a délutánban Kapur Zsókával emlékezünk Karádi Katalinra. Kilátogatunk a 41. Magyar Filmszemlére. Fischer Ivánt faggatjuk februári terveiről. És zenél a Váradi Roma Café, vagyis egy csészényi szórakozás. Hétfőn délután az M1-en.
Kérjenek, kedves nézőink, és mi igyekszünk teljesíteni. Legközelebb például a következő műsorszámokat. Az én jó apámnál. Kicsi, gyere velem rózsát szedni. Okosabban kéne élni. Vendégünk Bebe előadásában. Egy őszhajú asszony. Poénparádé régi kedvencekkel.
Önök kérték. Kedden 20 órakor az M1-en.
Tudni akarod, mit tehetsz, hogy többé ne legyen gondod a korpára? Válaszd a Head & Shoulders-t, mert ha nincs korpa, nincs para.
Bőrgyógyászokkal együtt fejlesztették ki a technológiáját a korpa ellen. Itt a bizonyíték, akár 100%-ig korpamentes haj.
Levesszük a válladról a gondokat és a korpát.
Head & Shoulders. Hatékonyságát a Szegedi Tudomány Egyetem bőrgyógyászati klinikája is igazolja.
Tankolj fel a biztos termékekből és nyerjen egy LG Pop telefont. Keresd ajánlatunkat a Rossmann üzletekben.
Ön miért szeret a 10 éves Reálba járni?
Mert itt mindig ragyogó tisztaságban.
Áraink is szeretnivalóak. Most a literes Lenor öblítők csak 499, a 8 tekercses Tento toalett papírok pedig csak 459 forint a Reál hálózatban.
Szeretem a bársonyos bőrét, a fénylő dús haját, ahogyan megérint. Mi a titka, hogy mindig ilyen gyönyörű?
A Biovan szépségvitamin a sejtek szintjén fejti ki hatását. Hatóanyagai belülről segítik a haj növekedését, a bőr megújulását és a körmök megerősödését. Biovan. Természetes szépség belülről.
Én szeretlek jobban. Jó, akkor én kétszer annyira szeretlek. Nem, mert én annál is jobban. Nem, sokkal jobban szeretlek. 10-szer annyira.
Ti is legyetek mindig együtt szerelmeddel a Vitamax 1+1 csomaggal. 4 forintos perc díjért beszélhettek egymás között, és ez minden feltöltőkártyás számára elérhető. Vegyetek hozzá egyet-egyet az LG KP500-ból 22.990 forintért. Vodafone. Csak rólad szó.
Hé, most meg mit csinálnak?
Fontos megbeszélése van a frissesség ellenőrrel.
Frissesség ellenőr?
Igen, csak akkor nyerjük meg az árversenyt, ha a frissességben is elsők vagyunk.
De hát ez csak egy nyúl.
Igen, megmondtam, a salátánk olyan friss, hogy szinte még nő.
Látod, frissességben is vezetünk.
Ha a nyúl mondja.
Ferimáket, friss, olcsó, jó.
Az egy literes UHT tej most csak 119 forint a Ferimáketben.
Épp csak egy kicsi hiányzik. Kisebb összegű kölcsönökért sürgős esetben hívja a Providentet. 0640 50 50 50.
Izzó fej vagy házfájás. Nekem ilyenkor minden perc számít. Én csak az Advil Ultrafortéban bízom.
Az Advil a folyadék erejével elmossa a fájdalmat. A lágy zselatin kapszulából a hatóanyag több mint 2-szer gyorsabban szívódik fel, mint a hagyományos ibuprofen tablettából. Kipróbáltam, tényleg hat. Gyorsan, és akár 8 órán át. Advil, erősebb a fájdalomnál.
A kockázatokról és mellékhatásokról olvassa el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.